Say hello to our next contestants, Craig Erlandson and Elizabeth Lauterhahn. Elizabeth, you manage a massage clinic. Do you get a lot of free massages?
I do.
You do? Yeah, yeah.
A
You're
lot.
Like, it's amazing. Yeah, okay, it is amazing. So when you need a massage, you just
it's right there.
To your job.
Yep.
Amazing. Craig is a cartographer.
I am.
Yeah, map maker. When you get lost, what do you do?
Oh, I look at my phone. Like everyone else.
No, you don't pull
out? I have
out?
No idea. No, I have no idea where I'm going.
Okay. So when you guys are at the movies, what is your favorite snack to eat? Craig?
I could make something up, but honestly, I'm just way too cheap to buy anything from the movie snack bar. It's way too much.
Right, okay. There's a lot of...
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of public radio people that agree with you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Do you ever sneak anything in?
If I were to sneak something in, it would be Milk Duds, absolutely.
Okay, good to know. Elizabeth, how about you?
Well, I suggest you invest in a purse, because those make it easy to sneak things in. It's more of a process. I like to bite the ends off Twizzlers and use them as a straw.
Yes!
One guy. Yeah.
I think your soulmate is in the audience.
All right, I don't know what your relationship status is, but get single, because... So this round is called Cinema Snacks, and lucky you, it's a mashup game. So that is a game where you combine things. In this case, you're going to combine the titles of movies with the names of foods. Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, for an example.
For instance, if I said, it's a 1984 film based on Stephen King's tale of murderous teenagers in the fields, but Irish and with cabbage, you would say, Children of the Corned Beef.
And then traditionally the audience boos you as well.
It happens.
And we'll give you this hint as well. The name of the movie will always be first in this game, followed by the food.
It's Stanley Kubrick's 1971 film on violence, juvenile delinquency, and the main ingredient in mimosas. Elizabeth.
A Clockwork Orange Juice.
Yes. And you know those oranges were beaten to a pulp.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto challenged the system to get experimental drugs to fight AIDS, including a concoction made with bread, turkey, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and mayo. Craig.
Dallas Buyers Club Sandwich.
Delicious and correct.
All right, all right, all right. Jodie Foster plays an FBI agent with a taste for cutlets of baby sheep. Craig.
Silence of the Lamb Chops?
Yes!
In this classic film, Humphrey Bogart says to Ingrid Bergman, we'll always have Paris and these cubes of meat on a stick. Think about it.
Now, I'll assume you have the movie. Think of shish blank.
Cubes of meat on a stick.
Classic film.
Shish blank.
Craig.
Casablanca kebab? Casablanca bob. Casablanca bob.
Yeah. Yes, very good.
Ooh, okay. It didn't flow.
It did not flow.
It was a little more awkward than the other ones. You're right. We're going to cut this whole thing out.
Yeah. Play it again, lamb. Of all the gyro joints. No. I've written 15 of these. Michael Jordan helps the Looney Tunes play basketball against aliens to win a delicious Creole rice dish similar to paella. Elizabeth.
Space jambalaya.
Yes, exactly.
Daniel Day-Lewis plays a creepy oil prospector who says, I drink your milkshake and I eat your congealed animal body fluids. Elizabeth.
There will be blood pudding.
We'll take it.
Yeah. That's good. Well done.
We were thinking blood sausages, I suppose.
Okay. We were thinking the other British cuisine that sounds like a dare. All right, this is your last question. In this early 90s film, Johnny Depp cares for his mentally challenged younger brother by feeding him this gravel-based, inexplicably popular breakfast cereal. Craig.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape Nuts?
Yes, exactly. John Chinesky, puzzle guru. How did our contestants do?
Craig won that round. Congratulations, Craig. We'll see you later at our final round.